Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, we got through Monday. It's finally Tuesday. This is the new show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's March 17th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Don't you get a little irritated? It was like, I can't remember my password. What the heck was that? Then you got to go through that whole process. Send me back my password. And then you got to identify this and go through that and wait for a notification. It's just a pain in the butt. Well, it seems that Yahoo knows just how frustrating that is. That's why they're trying a new optional login process. Sign up and Yahoo will deliver a single-use password to your phone whenever you need to log in. They're saying you can prevent someone from easily hijacking your account, no matter the device that you're on, as long as your phone is nearby. This extra special with whipped cream on the top option, it's currently only available in the US, of course, but they're saying that so far the testing's going pretty good. There's a good possibility you're going to be seen in other countries very soon. Who'd have thunk it? Yahoo's actually still doing some stuff over there. Speaking of doing things or changing things, I guess Mr. Zuckerberg was bored over last weekend and into Monday, and he's decided, hey, yeah, Facebook needs to update its community standards. So that's exactly what they've done. They're hoping that the new community standards issued will help users understand what they can and can't share on the social network. Facebook is prohibiting the harassment of other users, threatening sexual violence, promoting self-harm, and supporting terrorist organizations. The company says they're also going to be working overtime to review reported cases in their context as so to maintain users' freedom to share ideas. Basically, they're all going to get around a little table. They're going to go, is this venue, this ain't right, okay, now take it down. Google seems to be wanting to simplify your life a little bit more, saying that Google Now, yes, the service, will soon show info from any app. Now, we know right now, Google Now really only displays just a few little things here and there. But the project director over at Google said, get ready for the floodgates to open wide. Google's planning to release a developer kit that lets any of your apps put their data into Google Now. No word yet on when the kit is going to be hitting into the wild, but Google is suggesting that there shouldn't be any collisions between competing software, saying that your app usage habits will determine which cards appear for you on the Google Now platform. Yeah, we'll see about that. That's a way to think optimistic there, isn't it? And I can't really remember the last time that Google and Apple would play well together. As if we didn't have enough pay TV services out there, well, here comes another one. Vodafone, yes, your mobile carrier there in the UK, they think they need to invade another market. That would be your living room. Vodafone is gearing up for a new pay TV service because they want to move into the 4Play arena. As in F-O-U-R, not the F, but you know what I mean. Vodafone says they'll be using the Kultura, I believe that's how you say it, open source video platform, and is currently commissioning a maker for its set-top boxes and plans to launch this service in November. Our Cuban listeners are going to be happy. That is, if you actually had the time or could find the spot to actually download this podcast. If you did, thank you very much. Public access to Wi-Fi in Cuba is kind of, well, let's just put it this way, complete shit. And it's expensive, too. But it seems the state-run telecom, whose name I cannot pronounce, has finally approved the country's first free public Wi-Fi. The first free public Wi-Fi is going to be right at the Cultural Center in Havana, letting the public jump right on. However, with good news, I've got bad news, too. It might take you a while to jump on or get anything done. The connection speed is only going to be 2 megabits per second, if you're lucky. But hey, it's better than nothing, right? And finally, the future, in my opinion, is still flying cars. And we haven't got there yet. But Aeromobile wants to change all that. For 5 years now, Aeromobile has been trying to put together a car that actually flies. They're saying that, yes, by 2017, they are determined to have a flying car. Unfortunately, the flying car is not the only thing that needs to be considered. There's going to be some technical hurdles, of course, financially and probably regulatory ones, particularly the regulatory ones. We know how the government loves to get involved in things. Plus, Aeromobile is still having a little bit of trouble exactly how to construct this car. They want it to be super lightweight and strong, and we know those things don't come cheap. And get ready for how cheap it's going to be. The initial consumer version, they're saying, will cost you a couple of $100,000. I really, really, really hope this thing does get off the ground by 2017. I've always wanted to have that Back to the Future feeling, you know? Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads. But it sure sounds like we're going to need a hell of a lot of money. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Well, that wraps up your Tuesday's edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, news is a little bit slow today. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit better in your Humpty Dumpty Day edition tomorrow. Yes, your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. But until then, I do hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.